Lloyd.
Let's say when the Malvo lent the money, he set out clearly to mission. Al Menashe Ephra Mimir Sheirta, the Malvo said, I'll lend you the money, but only on the condition that I have a right to collect the money from whichever one of the two I want, either from the Loiva or from the guarantor or from the Oruv. Then the locker is, you're from an Oruv. Then the locker is that the Malvo has a right to go straight to the Oruv. Because that's called like he made a clear condition here. He spoke out clearly that I want to have a right to go straight to the Oruv, then he has a right to go to the Oruv. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Loimer, it depends. Im yesh nechasin l'loiva, if the loiva, the one that borrowed the money, if he still has property, then Rabbi Shimon holds, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel holds, ben kach lo yifra min Oruv. Yishno the malva. Even though when I lent money to you, Reuven, I only lent it because there was a person in Oruv, a guarantor, and even though I spoke out that I want to have a right to collect the money from the guarantor, from the Oruv, but that's only what Shimon Gamliel says if the Loiva does not have property, does not have money. But if the Loiva has money, in both cases the Malva has to go to the Loiva first, he has no right to collect from the Oruv. V'chein hoyim am Shimon ben Gamliel Leina. He also used to say like this, Ha'orev li'isha b'ksubasai. If somebody becomes an Oruv for a wife, for a ksuba, that they made up when she first got married, she was afraid maybe her husband wouldn't pay her the ksuba. So there's an Oruv, somebody that guaranteed her to say, if your husband does not pay you up the ksuba, I'll pay you up. For her, you buy lo megarisha, and now the husband was giving her a get. It comes out the husband is supposed to pay her a ksuba, and on the case that the husband doesn't have any money to pay, so lacharish, she's going to go now to this Oruv and collect the ksuba from the Oruv. He gave an eitzah out that yadirenu hano, that the Oruv has the right to tell the husband, I want you first to make an issa neder that you won't have any enjoyment from your wife. Why? Because in other words, that now that you're giving her a get, you won't be able to remarry her. Because you're making a neder, you can't have any enjoyment from her. Because otherwise we're afraid, if you could have enjoyment from her, we're afraid, Shema yase kenunya al nechosim shel zeh v'yachsar asishtoi. Otherwise, we're afraid maybe the husband and the wife will make up a trick between the two of them. Like, the husband now has no money, he's broke. He knows if he gives his wife a get, the wife will be able to collect the ksuba from the Oruv. So the make-up between the two of them, I'll give you a get now for a few days, and you then go and collect the money, the ksuba, from this Oruv, from the guarantor, and once he gives you all the money, then I'll remarry you. And that he could do, because an Oruv, if the Leiva, if the Baal has the money, you can go to the Oruv. So Shimon Gamliel gave an eitzah like, in such a case, that the Oruv should not pay the money, pay the ksuba, until first the husband makes an issa neder. He has to make an issa neder, he won't have any enjoyment from his wife. As if to say, I guarantee you I won't remarry her. And then we know you mean business to really give her a get, then that's the law, he has a right, to that. Then the Oruv has to pay up. Samura says, my time, what's the reason of the ratio that the Mishnah says if you lent money and there's an Oruv involved, so when the Malva comes to collect, he's not allowed to go to the Oruv. He has to first go to the Leiva. The one you lent the money, he has to pay you back first. My time, so Rabbi Yosef, the Armor Tevar, they both say that the Oruv, the guarantee, has the right to say like this, listen, Gavra Ashlimto Li, like you paid because I was here, but Gavra Shlim Alecho, I'm giving you a man to pay back also. In other words, there's a Leiva involved here. True, I guaranteed I'll pay back, but I only guaranteed because there's a Leiva side. Like, I'm not taking the money. The Leiva is taking the money. So about this only is Svara that the Leiva has to pay back first. Only on the case he can't pay back, then I'll take over. Rishbam says, Gavra Shantli, if Karatani Halvo Al Menashim Yomus, or Yevreyach Shefra Mimenu. If the Avaminer is, Adrabah, that I'll only pay you back in case the Oruv is not around. In case the Leiva is not around, in case he dies, or in case he runs away, that's the Avaminer, then I'll pay up. But Kolzaman, he's around, the Leiva is around, the Oruv has a right to say, I have somebody instead of me. The Leiva is here instead of me, you can't come to collect from me. So on this, Maskev Lor of Nachman says, Hai Dino de Pasoi. This is a psak of pasoi. Pasoim do like this. Samura says, no, Adrab, just the opposite. Bosa orva azli. The Parsoyim, they hold that in the case where you lend somebody money and there's an Oruv, somebody guarantees that you're allowed to go straight and collect the money from the Oruv. That's the way the Parsoyim hold. And here we're saying just the opposite. You can't collect from the Oruv only when the Leiva dies. So what do you mean to say this is a psak like the Parsoyim at the Persians? Eli meant to say like this. Beidin of the Parsoyim. You sound like a Bezdin of the Parsoyim. What does that mean? The Loyoyev Taimel Masayu. The Bezdin of the Parsoyim, they used to make psakim and not say a tam. You have to say like you're not saying a reason for what you're saying. Like, I understand you can't go to the Oruv first, you have to go to the Leiva. But in the case when the Leiva can't pay up, why can't you go to the Oruv? Like your mashma that you only go to the Oruv if the Leiva dies. Why? Tomorrow says Anachnami, Elo Amarav Nachmin, my lo yufrim min Oruv. You know what it means to say you can't get paid from the Oruv? It just means to say lo yitva Oruv tchila. Just means to say the Malva has no right to go first to the Oruv. When you want to go and collect your money, first you have to go to the Leiva. You lent $100 to Shimon, you have to first go to Shimon. Shimon has to pay you. But Enoch Nami on the tzad that Shimon has no money to pay you, then you have a right to go to the Oruv, even though Shimon's alive and Shimon's here. But since Shimon has no money, then you have a right, the Malva's right, to go to the Oruv to collect the money from the Oruv. The Morris and that's the locha Tanya Namiyoki, don't we learn like this also Tanya Namiyoki, Ha Malves Chaverayidei Oruv. If you lent your friend money, but there was an Oruv involved, you had a person to guarantee the loan. So the locha is, La Yitva Oruv Tchila. You're not allowed to go and ask the Oruv to pay it back to you first. You have to go to the Leiva first. But on the tzad, the Leiva has no money, then of course you can go to the Oruv and get your money from the Oruv. Fiyamama Ramanas. She'efra mimi. She'erza, let's say when he first lends the money. When the Malva gave the money, he made a clear condition that I want to have the right to collect the money from whichever one of you two I want to. Then the locher is yitzvar of tchila. Then, that's like an Oruv Kablan, then you have a right to go straight to the Oruv. Since that was the condition that you made, that you want to have the right to collect whichever one you want to, then you have a right to go straight to the Oruv. Now, Omer Avuna Avuna says, Minayin Bechlau, where's this Yisoid? How do we know there's such a Yisoid of an Oruv? Minayin Li Oruv, the Mishtabit. How do we know that an Oruv is Mishtabit? And the Chur of the Oruv is not making any kinyan over here. What's going on here? Shimon is lending Reuven $100. And he says, I'll only lend it to him if Yehuda says he'll pay back. So Yehuda says, okay, I'll be a guarantor. But all he's doing is just saying that in case the Levi can't pay back, I'll pay back. It's only words. How do we know with words alone an Oruv is really mishabit? That the law is he has to pay back. How do we know this? How do we know Taka that he has to pay back the money? The rest of Rebashir Shabbat says, Minayin Lorosh to mishabit, the Amira Biyama Bala Kinyan. He's not making a Kinyan. He's only saying verbally that if the Leiva doesn't pay you back, I'll pay back. Okay? So it's just words. How do we know he has to pay it back? So you have to look at me. The Siv, one pasuk says, Anoichi Arvenu Miyodi Tavakshenu. You come and collect me, you get Yosef back from me. Maskelo Rechizdo HaKablanusahi. That wasn't an Oruv there, that was a Kablonus. Like he was Makabla upon himself, so as Bam says, like Makam Meforish, Tamlo Veni Kablon, Vamir Biyam Nabi Kablon, Vokim Luch Lekamom Hashmaitim. Vnosim Nosim Yen, Amin Lekamon Dein Lamal Ve'Aloi Ve'Klum. We'll soon see. But here it was better. Here he accepted Yosef himself, Yehuda, so therefore he became a Kablon, like he has a big Rachrayas. He was the one that was Makabla Yosef. That's why you could take, he has a chiyuv to give him back. But a regular Oruv doesn't receive any money. A regular Oruv, the Malva gives the money to the Leiva, and just the Oruv just says, I'll repay you back. What does that mean anything? The Yisrael Erebatik says, Tino Isi Ayodi, Vani Ashiveno, give him to me and I'll give him back to you. So you see, Yehuda accepted Yosef. He was a Makabal, he was Makabal Yosef. That's why he has a chiyuv to give him back. But there's no right to regular Oruv. Elo the Gemara says, Omer of Yitzchum Yofu, another pasuk in Mishlei. Lakuach bigdoi ki orav zar. Took his clothing because he was an orav for zar. Huvad nachriya chavlu. The other pasuk says, Bini, my son, in maraftu l'riyacha, become an orav for your friend. Tikoyis lezar kapecha, keep your hands open. Noikshes b'im repicha, what your mouth says. Nukud abim repicha, you go after your mouth. Asay zoi seifa bini v'notso, ki ba'as. The kafriyecha lachos rapois, for roy of royecha. That means the mommy yesh loy biyotcha, if you have money, hit loy pisas yad, open up yen to give it out to your friends. The yimlav, if you yourself do not have any money, then hirbol all of rayim. Help him out with friends that he should be able to get money. Vakol ponim, here it's mashma, the pasuk is saying that it became an oriv from his mouth. Beyimre picha. Mashma, your words alone, you have to watch out for what you said. With your words alone, you could be mishabed yourself. Omar ameima, ameima says like this. Orev de mishabed, that you say an orev. Just the fact he says he will pay back, that he's mishabed, you should know, machloikis revudu v'rabiesi, it's not a machloikis. If just the fact you say you will pay back, do you really have to pay back or not? L'Rab Yosi diyom rasmachta kanya, according to Rab Yosi, then asmachta, when somebody says, I'll give you money, somebody says, if I don't do this, I'll give you $100. And asmachta. See if yodin asmachta's kanya, asmachta's also the same thing. You're only saying that if I don't pay you back by tomorrow, I'll give you an extra $100. So then orav mishabit, then avad, the same for applies by an orav also. The fact you say that if the labor doesn't pay back, I'll pay back for him. So with your words, be alma, you're mishabit. But the Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom Asmachta Lekanya, according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, to the old, if somebody just says, if I don't pay you back by tomorrow, I'll give you an extra $100, it means nothing, Lekanya. So you see, Diba Biyama means nothing. If so, Orev, Le Mishtabit, it should be the same thing in Orev. If you just say that you will pay back, that means nothing. Omale Ravashi, Ravashi said back, no. Omale Ravashi Lameimo. Homaisim v'chol yoyim, but we see everyday actions, everyday cases happen, that the locher is yasmachta lekanya. Somebody stam says, if I don't do this, I'll give you money, that means nothing. But the Orev Mishtabit. But every day it happens cases that people lend money, only because there's an Orev, a guarantee there, and the locher is the guarantee has to pay the money. So here we see an Orev is Mishtabit, even if you owe the smachta lekanya. So what's the pshat? Tumor says, Yelomer Rav Ashi, Teyahu hano, tekom mehemen lei, with this enjoyment, that the leiva has enjoyment, that the malva is leaving him. Like the malva doesn't really want to lend the money to the leiva. He's afraid the leiva may not pay him back. The only reason why he's lending the money is because there's a guarantee here saying that he'll pay back. So the guarantee has a tremendous enjoyment now. The fact that he sees that the malva believes and trusts him, and because of his words, the malva is giving out the money. So behi hano, with this enjoyment, the komehem in lay, that the orav sees that the malva is trusting him, gomo mishamba nafsha, here it's not called an asmachta, it's not called the diba biyama, here it's much more. Here, Tak, it's called a real shibud. So if everybody holds an oriv is mishabed himself, even though it's only b'diba b'yalma, but since he's receiving enjoyment with hanor, that's considered like money. That's like a kinyan kesef. Therefore, you mishabed yourself with this enjoyment that you receive. Then the Mishnah says, "What's going to be the imam or amanash from misheretza? You have the right. If you make a condition that I'll lend the money only on a condition that I have the right to go to whichever one I want the malva, even to the oriv first." Then he has a right. Omar Rabba Bachon Omar Rabbi Yechanon Loishon. When would this learn? Elishen Nechosim LeLeiva. Only if the Leiva has no money. Avuyesh Nechosim LeLeiva. But if the Leiva has property, LeYifrim in Arv. Then you should know you can't collect from the Arv. Mash, even though he made this condition, still you can't collect from the Arv. Fred Gemara, why? Vami Diktoni Sefer. Since we learned in the Sefer. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, im yesh nechosim l'leiva, lo yifur min ariv. That's Rabbi Shimon's svar in the Sefer. That he holds, even though he made the condition, no, if the leiva has the money, mashma, the ariv is not mishabit if the leiva has money. So that's Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. If so, mechlau, this is a proof, the Tanakam is savar, lo yishin ochi. And the Tanakam holds in both cases. It doesn't make a difference whether the loiva has property or whether the loiva does not have property. If the malva spoke out that I'm lending you the money on the condition that I have a right to go to whoever I want, he has a right to go straight to the orif. So how could you say even if that's not coming up like that? So Gemara says true, but hochi, yes, Gemara says chasuri mech, so something is missing here. Vochi katoni, this is the way it should be learned. That ha malves chaveroi, i.e. the orif, if somebody lends somebody money. because of the guarantee. There's an Arav there. So it says, Mishnah lo yifram, in Arav, you're not allowed to go straight to the Arav to collect the money. You have to go to the labor first. But the imamah, let's say the malva spoke out clearly, al menashe efram imi sherta, that I'm only lending the money on the condition that I have a right to go to whichever one I want to, then yifram in Arav. Then he has a right to go to the Arav first, he has a right to go straight to the Arav. That's Tanakama. But the medeva mamur, when was this said? Bishay nechosim aloiva. Only if the loiva doesn't have any property. Avol yesh nechosim aloiva, but if the loiva has property, then lo yifram in Arav. Then you cannot collect money from the Arav, even according to the Tanakama. That condition does not help. Even though the Malva spoke this out, so what? The Leiva Vaisleis never agreed to have to pay back the money if the Arav himself, if the Leiva himself is going to have money. But what's going to be the Kabbalon? The Kabbalon means if the Arav himself accepts the money. If you accepted the money, in other words, the Malva says, I'm not going to give the money straight to the Leiva, the one that wants to borrow the money. I'll only give the guarantee of the money. I'll give you the money that you give it over. The Kablon, but if the Orav receives the money, then even though the Leiva has property, Yifram in a Kablon. Then if the Malva wants, he has the right to go straight to the Kablon. Because the Malva gave the money to him. So to the person the Malva gave the money to, he has the right to receive it back from. Even though he knows he only gave it to him to give it over to the Leiva. That's what the Tanakhama meant. Only by a Kabbalon, then the Tanakhama says that even though the Leiva has money, you can go to the Orav. But by a regular Orav, not a Kabbalon, Tanakhama also can't go to the Orav if the Leiva has property. On this, Reb Shimon argues on a Kabbalon. Reb Shimon, Megamli Leimer, Him Yesh Nechosim Leiva. You should have the Leiva has his own property.